Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 141.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir? How you doing? Hey, Don.
I'm waiting for information across the street. Not on the weekend.
This will be the general for the motion. I will be the first person to the day, and then the general for tomorrow. I will be back Thursday, October 14th, at 11 a.m.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by David Capon, who is the policy director for our majority leader, Representative John Bell. We'd ask everyone on the floor and in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Mr. Capon.
Heavenly Father, Most High God, we gather today under your sovereign hand and we rejoice in this new day that you have given to us. We thank you for being the strength when we are weak. We declare forgiveness over our enemies, and we receive your grace and mercy to cover our iniquities. We ask that you bless this house and all who serve in it. Help us, Lord our God, to act justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly, guided by your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October the 11th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Dixon moves the journal for October 11th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Pursuant to the previously announced schedule this week, there are no votes this week that will be happening. Chair does intend for us to have votes next week. In fact, at this point, although it is subject to change, the chair intends that there be votes on Wednesday of next week. More than likely a Wednesday 11 a.m. session is what the chair is going to set. Any notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October the 14th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Dixon moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 14th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.